It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. An ad hoc jam session for local musicians that emerged during the depths of the pandemic is evolving into a music education program for New York City students. WNYC's Jessica Gould reports.
Guys, here we go. Let's really concentrate.
In Brooklyn, Roy Nathanson is marshaling a boisterous band of teens and tweens as they tune up for their next big performance.
What's the right title for you for this?
Chief Lunatic. I think that's the right title.
Nathanson is a saxophone player, composer, and teacher.
I guess I'm the artistic director, you could call it, of the thing.
This ensemble actually started as a solo project during a very lonely time in March 2020, the earliest days of the pandemic. Nathanson lives in Ditmas Park, the Brooklyn community where he grew up. It's a diverse neighborhood with a mix of apartment buildings and houses, with lots of porches. He's used to traveling all over the world as a musician.
I was supposed to go on tour in France, and I didn't, obviously, and I decided to just go out there and play Amazing Grace.
Nathanson did play every day, from his porch, right at 5 p.m. Soon, nearby musicians joined, from their porches, across the street, or on the sidewalk. As spring became summer, the jam sessions got bigger and more upbeat. The 5 p.m. porch concerts made the news. Crowds gathered. Grown-ups and kids danced from a distance. They passed around a bucket for donations to local charities. But Nathanson wanted to do more. He had this idea to give individual lessons to kids for free.
We give private lessons on the porches of Ditmas Park. I have a lot of neighbors that have offered their porches.
He pays the teachers through a nonprofit he helped start called Jazz Passengers Music Project, which gives them a little income after so many gigs had dried up. He found students by reaching out to local schools and nonprofits. Every Sunday throughout the spring, dozens of students have met with their teachers on a network of nearby porches for individual lessons. Their chords and scales float across lawns and echo between stately Victorian homes. Then, on Tuesdays, they come together in the backyard of a restaurant called Jalsa on Coney Island Avenue to practice as a band. The so-called 5 p.m. porch concert band includes drummers, percussionists, keyboardists, bass, guitar, saxophone, and trumpet players, and singers. The students range in age from 8 to 18. Some also write the songs, like this one.
A place of games by food and fun.
Jaleesa Fenelon is 13, in the 8th grade at Mark Twain Middle School. She was looking for a way to take singing lessons, but she didn't want to do them on Zoom. The porch lessons gave her the chance to practice both her singing and her songwriting skills in person.
I want to be a famous singer when I grow up. So this helps because I haven't been doing a lot of songwriting before I was in this band.
Rosetta Serrano is 17 and goes to the Institute for Collaborative Education in Manhattan. She plays the bass and she's been teaching. She says it's been a tough time.
Obviously, it was not easy to be a teenager in a pandemic. It wasn't easy to be anyone in a pandemic.
And it was especially hard to be a musician, too. People who are used to being together, riffing, part of a larger whole, were alone. She says that's why the porch lessons and concerts have been so meaningful.
It was one of the only things that, about the pandemic that, didn't make me sad.
Fatima Duhaize is also a singer and goes to the Institute for Collaborative Education. She likes connecting with kids of all different ages.
The fact that I'm 16 playing with kids that go to middle school and even younger is incredible to me because we can all bond over music. And to be doing something so communal is very important in these times where we are literally social distancing.
Just bass, here we go.
Students have picked up tips on how to improve their technique. But Nathanson says the porch sessions have also helped the young musicians process their feelings in song.
No matter how hard these couple of years have been, or just to articulate those stories is a magical thing.
One day, he hopes to build the program into a brick-and-mortar music school. But for now, he's focused on getting the group ready for their next big concert. near the subway at Newkirk Plaza this Tuesday, naturally, at 5 p.m. Jessica Gould, WNYC News.
I breathe the cold air.